Good morning, good morning, Graham.
afraid. It's a bit like the contents of my mind as I think about the technology.
I love a good storm.
A good storm, yeah. And when it was over, I could feel people breathing. Welcome to our harvest service, especially welcome if you're a visitor here. Visitors, people you don't come that often, I suppose. But the theme of the service is that God's so generous to us that we can't help praising. And when God's people were about to settle in the promised land, God also promised to bless them. And the promise came with a command that they had to do what God said as well. They needed to not forget God and to obey the teachings. And God blesses us, but it goes with the need to remain faithful to God. And Psalm 24 begins the theme of the soundscape, I think. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. I've got some notices. First, a reminder for our diary that my King's funeral and celebration of his life will be at 1:45 on the 29th of October. There's lots of details in the newsletter, and Mary says it's self-explanatory. And second, Jenny tells me that the social yesterday raised £124 per angel tree so far, which is a really good result. So, as usual, we'll have songs and readings and prayers in the service. We're not going to have a sermon, though. There will be some short talks, a couple of them by day. Yeah? And there'll also be a chance to be creative and to talk about things as we go along. You'll be able to talk. And in fact, I hope you will. We've got here a harvest offering of produce for the pantry and the food bank. And we've got some boxes for Mission Aviation Fellowship. And they're part of our offering, and we'll bring up a money offering to go with it as well. Some bags to support church activities and little boxes for the children that we sponsor and support. We always say, if you're a visitor, don't feel obliged to contribute. Not everyone will be putting it in, so you won't stand out if you don't bring something in the bag. People do it online. So let's pray. Loving God, we come to praise you for your goodness and generosity to us. All these good things on the table, and lots more, come from you. So we're really grateful, and we bless you in the name of Jesus, who came to bring us close to you. Amen.
Amen.
So we carry on praising God, and we're going to sing. Praise him.
Thank you.
read for us.
And to read from Psalm 65, the Psalm of David. Praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm the secretary of the church in Corinth. Paul, the apostle, was going around the world preaching the gospel. He founded our church a few years ago, and we just had a letter from him. So I'm going to read you a bit of it. Remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when a giver unites in the giving. God can pour out the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything. More than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws cautions to the wind, giving to the needy in reckless abandon. His right living, right giving ways never run out, never wear out. This most generous God, who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals, is more than extravagant with you. He gives you something you can give, then give away, which grows into fully formed lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing with us great praise to God. Carrying out this social relief work involves far more than helping meet the bare needs of poor Christians. It also produces abundant and bountiful thanksgivings to God. This relief offering is a prod to live at your very best, showing your gratitude to God by being openly obedient to the plain meaning of the message of Christ. You show your gratitude through your generous offerings to your needy brothers and sisters, and really towards everyone. Meanwhile, moved by the extravagance of God in your lives, they'll respond by praying for you in passionate intercession for whatever you need. Thank God for this gift, his gift. No language can praise it enough.
And now, thanks to the wonders of technology, we hear from Dave, I hope.
Take Easy Worship off, go live.
You know, Jesus came to earth as God in human form. Because he was God, he was able to control the created world in a way that was to benefit those he was with. Do you remember the story in chapter 4 of Mark's Gospel of when Jesus and the disciples were out on the lake on a boat and a storm blew up? The disciples were terrified by the power of the waves and the fury of the storm. Jesus was not afraid. In fact, he was fast asleep in the stern of the boat, on a cushion, the story says. Anyway, when it got too much for the disciples, they shook him to get him to wake up. "Are you bothered?" they asked. We're all going to die. But when Jesus woke up, he very calmly quietened the storm. He calmed the storm. God's creation is great and vast. We can marvel at it, but we can also be fearful. Thunder and lightning, waterfalls and storms, and mountains and sharp cracks can make us afraid. But the God who made all of them is with us and is able to take away our fear. And now we're going to have a reading.
Psalm 65:5-8. By boasting these, you answer for deliverance, and God of our salvation, you are the hope of all ends of the earth, and of the Father sea. By your strength you establish the mountains, you are girded with might. You silence the roaring of the sea, roaring of the waves, the tumult of the people. Those who live at earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs. You make gateways of the morning and evening shall rejoice.
And now over to Mark to explain what's going to happen next.
We're going to make a banner during the service on this screen here to remind us of God's goodness and generosity to us. We heard some powerful sounds of nature at the beginning, and Dave referred to them there as well. I bet we've all had experiences like that in real life. I remember Sue and myself clinging to each other and to the trig point on the top of the Great Orme because the wind was so strong we didn't want to get blown off. So we've got images of power, and we've got some beautiful views as well. And I'm going to ask for some help. Would some of you like to come and help Sue stick some pictures? Oh, there's Owen from there. Stick some pictures on the banner here, and the rest of us can talk a bit about our experience of power and beauty in nature. And if you stuck for words, some of the pictures there, putting on the board, will be on the screen.
This is not just a children's activity. This is for everybody.
And you feel free to talk about yourselves.
Oh, do some green, yes. One, I think. Yes, we're on creative work.
Thank you.
song about God's awe-inspiring creation and God's care.
Do you remember in Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, the time when Jesus fed over 4,000 people? They'd been with him for 3 days and had nothing to eat. They were miles from anywhere and they were starving. Jesus only had 7 loaves of bread and a few fish, but he was able to provide them with what they needed and with loads left over. And now we're going to have another reading.
Psalm chapter 65, verses 9 to 13. You visit the earth and water it, you greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. The water its forest abundantly, deepening its ridges, softening it with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty, your rugged tracks overturn with richness. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy.
Now, those of you that know me know I like to cook, and I like to cook lots of things. These days, we can get different foods from all over the world, like bananas, rice, sugar, pulses, nuts, grapes, and things we drink, like tea and coffee and wine. Even in this country, we produce many different foods, like beef, chicken, potatoes, apples, carrots, and something that we shouldn't, like sprouts. There have been shortages of some produce this year. That's because of climate change. It's affecting the seasons and harvest. And quite a lot of that is caused by human activity. We can't say it's God's responsibility. It's ours. We misuse some of our resources. We use too much fossil fuel. We waste perfectly good food. Approximately a third of the food produced in the world is thrown away. In the UK alone, we throw away around 24 million slices of bread every day. That's about 1 million loaves of bread every day. Imagine that. The farmer plows the field and sows the seeds. The grain grows, gets harvested, milled, baked, packaged, distributed, bought, taken home, and thrown in the bin. Negligence or just not thinking? Back to Mark.
So we've now got some more pictures to stick on the board, connected with what Dave's been saying. Growing things, animals, food. As Dave said, there's a massive variety of food to choose from. I mean, come and look at the table. There aren't any bananas there, but...
There are.
Oh, are there?
Project.
Project. Oh, you mean there? I'm in there, right.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
And while they're sticking some pictures on, we can see some of the pictures on the screen as well.
Can I stick some pictures on?
Yes, and feel free to talk about food you like. Food you don't like, and food you shouldn't eat. Did anyone mention sprouts? I love
sprouts. Yeah.
I'll
turn
it down now,
but. Yeah. Awesome presentation. I was thinking speed of light and.
Well, we've had this third one, we've had this.
Missing something which reflects that all the things bright and beautiful. Thinking back to Paul's letter to the folk in Corinth, they were very generous, and yet Paul starts off saying, "Don't be stingy." He wanted them to have the right attitude, and we're often generous, and sometimes we feel a bit martyred, don't we? So many demands. I got I got a letter from UNICEF yesterday. It does wonderful work and we support it. And then it said, send us £120. And you think, we get demand after demand, and it can be tempting to be a bit mean, to cut down a bit this year. We gave a lot last year, can we cut down a bit this year? Paul's saying, don't be stingy. God will bless you. God is generous. What, do you notice that phrase? More than extravagant. God is more than extravagant. And that's how God wants us to behave. Generously and even more than extravagantly. So I have to go back and think about you.
You went to
funeral. You went to funeral. Okay.
So, we've thought about how much God has given us in creation. About how delicate the balance is in the created world. And there are always stories about climate change, bad weather events, environment problems in the papers and on the television. So let's think now how we treat God's world and to ask God to forgive us when we don't look after it well. So let's have a time of prayer and let's pray with our eyes open. Let's have our eyes open and we can look at the banner. That reminds us of God's creation and God's provision. So let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that we can enjoy your world. Mark, what are you doing? You'll spoil the picture.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing, Nick. What we do, we waste stuff, we burn stuff, we make a mess of stuff, we burn forests down. Okay, sorry. Oh.
Let's continue our prayer. Loving God, we do appreciate your beautiful. We know that sometimes we take it for granted and we do things to damage it. So let's just think quietly in our heads for a moment about the ways in which human beings, ourselves included, have not looked at God's creation. There's waste, there's pollution, we're using too many resources. So let's just have a few minutes of private. Lord God, we are sorry when we have been like this, and we ask for your forgiveness. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Whew, narrow escape that. If I had splashed paint on it, it would have been ruined and come to hold on it. So, we need to think about what we can do differently now on, from now on, to avoid making a mess of the beauty, the power, and the in our next song, we're going to link our offering with God's provision. We're going to sing We Plough the Fields and Scatter, and we'll have the money offering during that song, and that will come forward to go on the table with all our different kinds of offerings too.
Oh,
God, we bring these gifts. All that we have comes from you, but we bring them as a token of our love. They come from us as ordinary people in your world. And we ask your blessing on us and on them. Would you like to sit down and put them on the table and continue to pray? We bring you these offerings, God, and we pray for those who are going to receive the gifts of food from you, and for the Sandbach pantry and the food bank who will give them out to people. Bless their work. We pray for our sponsored children and those who work with them. May our contributions help them to have fuller and better lives and to grow closer to you. We pray for the Mission Aviation Fellowship, which brings help, hope and healing to people who are cut off from the rest of the world. Pray for those places in the world where people are suffering war, disease, hunger, famine. We name Gaza, Ukraine, Darfur and Sudan, but that's only the start of the list. And we pray for those with storms and fear and trouble in their lives. People struggling with illness or anxiety, people who have lost someone they love, people who are fearful for the future. Loving God, we know that you care for them all as you care for us. We hold them all in your strong and healing presence. And we bring all these gifts as a sign that we are so thankful for your goodness. Help us to take care of your world and share your gifts from now on. Amen. Amen. This morning we've been working our way through Psalm 65, and we've got a song which is written as a rewriting of Psalm 65 to sing. I think we'll know the tune. We don't know the words, but they'll be clear. The earth is yours, O God. Thank you.
So as we go rejoicing in God's generous provision for us. May we go to sow God's love in the world, to stand up to injustice, and to speak up for people in need. And we ask God's blessing on us as we go. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lynn has put at the back in the foyer some more math boxes for anybody who wants to collect during the next year so that we can harvest them in for math next harvest in 2026. So if you would like to take an empty box, and I think the intention is then you just put the bit of change in here and there.
Well, let's see if people manage to have a pound in there a week for me, because if you have it in the year, and some of you can't afford it, well, so you can check, but £1 a week after
Yeah, thank you, thank you. And if there's anybody who has got a box or got to put their money, their donation in an envelope, if you let me have it, and we're collecting it all in this week. So thank you very much.